praise the name of the Lord. Let's lift our hands to heaven and wave it to Jesus, blessing him from the depths of our hearts. Father, we bless you again. We bless you because you are God. We bless you for the name and the authority that is back of that name. Tonight we pray that you visit us. Let your word come with power. Let it change. Let it transform. Let it heal. Let it deliver. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, give me an encounter tonight. Please lift your voice and pray. Give me an encounter tonight, even by your Spirit. An encounter tonight, even by your Spirit. Hallelujah. For in Jesus' name we pray. For in Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Please be seated. It's a joy to see every one of us. We thank God for the privilege again. It says, I thank my God, Paul speaking, in remembrance of you all. We thank God because of the mighty things that he continues to do in our lives. Hallelujah. For those of you who were not able to make the session yesterday, please do well to get the teaching and listen to it. We taught on the seed of Abraham. Please get the teaching and listen to it again and again. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. I'd like us to please bless the Lord for Pastor Abubakar. God bless you, sir. Such an honor to see you. Thank you so much. Is this the best you can do? Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you so very much. Hallelujah. Very quickly, we'll just perform a function before we go into the teaching of the word. We want to dedicate a few children, as we always do. So please, very quickly, we have just about 5 minutes for this. To all the parents, please, once we call you, just come. No singing, no dancing, straight to the point. Just come to the altar. Our time is already gone, so that we would hurry up. Praise the name of the Lord. The first on the list here is Ame Francis and Perfection, a family of Francis, one of us here. Let's celebrate them as they come. Hallelujah. Then Solomon Emmanuel and his wife Blessing. Please keep clapping as they come. And then Solomon Ajibile and Mary. Keep clapping until they come. God bless you. Hallelujah. You are not just clapping for them, you are clapping for the next generation. What God is doing in this ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I will always remind us that dedication of anything is one of the proofs of humility, because you are acknowledging, number one, that you do not have the power in yourself. Nobody has the power to raise a child by their strength, to turn a seed to become a champion. It takes God. Are we together? Every parent is a steward. And so when we dedicate children, it's not just a church ritual. They are returning to Jesus, number one, to say thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, which of you by worrying can add a cubit to your hair? That means if you see any miracle happen, the credit goes to God. Are we together now? So dedication is an act of thanksgiving. But number two, you are officially asking the Lord to take over the parenting and the raising of that child. Except the Lord builds a house, he says they labor in vain. Are we together now? It's important you understand this, so it doesn't just become a ritual to present certificates. So that when the children grow, they would know that they were not dedicated to idols. Because whoever you dedicate your child to is the one who is officially allowed to take care of the destiny of that child. If you dedicate your child to an idol, then the idol on legal basis has a right to say, okay, this is my property. Hallelujah. So I congratulate you, every one of you. God bless you. Let's celebrate them. Hallelujah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. We're joining them to say thank you, Jesus. One more time. All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. On behalf of Jesus Christ, I congratulate and celebrate every one of you. We thank God. It is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, and we celebrate God for this. We pray that God will bless you and help you in the name of Jesus. Now, before we dedicate proper, can you stretch your hands just whilst you're seated? You don't have to kneel, just keep standing. Please stretch your heart and pray as though you are praying for your own biological child. Everything you would have declared over your own child or your grandchild, please declare over them. Father, we bless them. Is someone praying? We decree and declare that these children are growing in wisdom, in stature, and with favor with God and with men. They are taught of the Lord. Great is their peace. Declare long life over them. Declare health and vitality over them. Declare extraordinary intelligence. Declare that when they attain the age of discretion, they will intentionally hand over their lives to Jesus. Is someone still praying? Father, we bless you for these children. Bless them. Declare, the children will not be raised by widowers. The children will not be raised by widows. The children will not be raised by orphans. Since God has given them the opportunity to see their father and their mother, it will remain so. Is someone praying? In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, even by the power of the Holy Spirit, the resources to raise these children in the fear of the Lord is released supernaturally. They are protected from the evil and the decadence of the time. For in Jesus' name we pray. For in Jesus' name we pray. May I have the honor of please inviting Pastor Abubakar to come and declare a fatherly and a priestly blessing upon them, and then we'll present the certificates. God bless you. Let's honor him as he comes. Glory, hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we stand on this platform of love and of grace, and we return all the glory back to you for this seat. We rejoice with this family, and we ask Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that the destiny of these children be secured. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that the agenda of the enemy upon their life be thwarted. In the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that these children, Father, shall grow in strength. In the name of Jesus. Father, everything that is needed to raise these children, we ask of thee, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you provide unto this family. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Once again, to you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Let's celebrate him. Hallelujah. And so we'll just announce their names. What will happen is, once I announce the names, and then we'll just appreciate them, present the certificates, and just snap. So the camera people just be there so that we'll save time. The first we have here is Shalom, Ebo, and what's the other one?
Nosazeme.
Okay, so you heard it. Shalom, Ebo. May God bless you. Let's celebrate the baby. Congratulations. This is to certify that Shalom Eber, who was born on 27th March 2022, is today dedicated unto the Lord, 22nd July, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And we decree and declare that this dedication remains so in her life, in the presence of her father, Amen, Francis Amen, and her mother, Sandra Perfection Francis, in the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Thank you. Okay, so you can just turn, so we'll just do the photo once. Let's celebrate them in Jesus' name. The second here is Joshua, fathers, if I cannot call, Joshua Emmanuel. God bless you. So, I'll do the English pronunciation, and every father, hallelujah. This is to certify, oh dear, the little one is crying. This is to certify that Joshua Emmanuel was born on the 12th of March 2022, is hereby dedicated unto the Lord today, 22nd July. We dedicate this child in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the presence of his father, Solomon Emmanuel, and the mother, Blessing Emmanuel. You will grow from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate the wonderful child in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, we have now a daughter, Hadassah Agape Solomon, and the final
name, Ufedojo.
Alright, so God bless you. Let's celebrate her. I was going to ask and say, what is wrong with our female babies? Are the men just producing males? So we have a consolation here. In the name of Jesus. This is to certify that Hadassah Agape Solomon was born on the 12th of March 2022, is hereby dedicated unto the Lord in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. On this day, 22nd July, in the presence of her father, Solomon Ajibile, and the mother, Mary Solomon, we pray that your daughter will indeed be like Esther in the palace. In Jesus' name we pray. Congratulations. God bless you. Let's celebrate them. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord honor you in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Let's celebrate them as they return back to their seats. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're all welcome in Jesus' name. We had quite some showers of blessings. In the name of Jesus, that is how God will keep raining blessings upon your life. Amen. Let me repeat again that if you did not have the opportunity to be here yesterday or to listen to yesterday's teaching, please let me request again that you do well to get it so that you can listen. Now, the second function, very quickly before I begin teaching, if you are here and you are leaving for service, NYSC, or you've left, all those who will be going for service, please rise. You don't have to come out. Just rise where you are and let's celebrate them. And then rise. We want to pray and declare over your life. Hallelujah. Some have gone, some are about to leave. Hallelujah. Now please, wherever direction your hand can find, let's just stretch our hands as a family of faith and release the blessings of this house upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are not just going, you are sent. Sent as ambassadors of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Are you declaring over their life? You carry the favor of God to whatever area you've been assigned, regardless the area, we command you to prosper in the name of Jesus. You will prosper in your spirit. You will prosper financially. God will position strategic destiny helpers to bless you. You will not die on the way. You will not die while you are there. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will separate you from the company of wicked and unreasonable people. It will only be for you from glory to glory and from grace to grace. For in Jesus' name we pray. Father, we send these ones forth with power, with grace, with favor, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. God bless you. Oh, I just spotted Pastor Shagun. God bless you. So good to see you. Hallelujah. Galatians 1:24. I'm teaching tonight on the subject, they glorified God in me. They glorified God in me. Hallelujah. They glorified God in me. In my life, be glorified, be glorified. In my life, be glorified, be glorified. You get the glory,
you get the glory,
you get the praise,
you get the praise,
you take the honor,
you take the honor.
I just wanna say, you get the glory,
you get the glory,
you get the praise,
you get the praise,
you take the honor,
you take the honor.
I just wanna say thank you. So in my life, my life, be glorified, be glorified. In my life, be glorified,
be glorified.
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Jesus is teaching now, teaching the disciples, and he began to teach them a few things that will form the foundation of our discussion. He said, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. 14. Then he says, ye are the light of the world. You are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Verse 16 now. He says, let your light so shine before men. Someone says, so shine. Declare it, so shine. So shine before men that they may see your good works. And it's not enough that they see your good works. It stops at just seeing and appreciating your good works. Then it has not brought profit to the kingdom. Seeing your good works is one level and one layer. But they must end up glorifying your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Write that word glorify down. Let's talk a bit about that word. To glorify means, number one, to make famous. To glorify means to announce the worth or the value of a person or a thing. To glorify means, number one, to make famous. Number two, it means to announce the worth or the value of a thing and a person. To glorify means to compel the attention of men towards that object or that person. To glorify means, number three, to compel the attention of men towards that person or towards that object. These are all the expressions when you talk of glorify. These are the things that it means. So when the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify. You can now replace it with what you've written. What's number one? To make famous. Are we together now? Yes. To make famous. Number two? To announce the value and the worth. That means it is your assignment to make sure that whatever name or whatever object is not downplayed, is not demeaned, not under your watch. That's what it means to glorify. Are we together now? To glorify your Father which art in heaven. Number three, to compel the attention of many. That means if for any reason anyone is not looking towards that direction, something about your life will compel that attention so that they can look towards that object or that individual. That's what it means to glorify, to extol, to make the worth of a person or a thing visible. Are we together? Now, when most people read this scripture, please give it to us again. 5:16, Matthew. When most people read the scripture, the part that their attention would get to is see your good works. And then it stops there. So, behind most of the things that we do as believers subconsciously, we think that just by seeing the wonderful things, automatically the Father is glorified. The Bible here says that they may see your good works. And that means it is not compulsory that seeing your good works will lead to the Father being glorified. It is your assignment to make what they see force them to glorify God. So they can see your good works and just clap for you as a great person, an intelligent person, but there is a way you present it. The key is not their seeing. The key is in your presentation. There is a way you present the good works and the results in a way that will make people to make his fame or make him glorious in that sense, to compel attention. That means if people see your good works and they do not end up glorifying your Father, your good works does not have spiritual value. At best, they will just clap for you for being diligent. Is someone learning now? Oh, that's Pastor Gideon. God bless you. Good to see you. Let's celebrate him. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. But it should not just stop at seeing. That means your good works must be a preacher. There is a kind of sermon that your good works must preach. Are we together? Something about your results and your good works must compel people to glorify the Father. If you're with me already, say amen. Amen. Do you know, please look up, most believers and most Christians desire results. Say results. We desire to see results in every area of our lives. And it is God's will and God's desire that our Christian experiences are full of results. In fact, in that same Matthew 5. John chapter. You have not called me, but I have called you and ordained you that you should go and bear fruit. John chapter 15 and verse 16. When you read verse 8, you read verse 16. Give us verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained. I've taught you what it means to ordain, to legitimize an operation, that you should go and bring forth fruit. Listen carefully. And that your fruit should remain. Are we together? I have ordained you to go and bring forth fruit. To go and bring forth fruit. So, God is not against the believer having and producing results. But my goal of teaching you tonight is to let you know why many sincere believers who may even be doing many things right do not seem to be able to command results in certain areas.
It is because we have not understood that our ministry, as far as the manifestation of results, is not just for men to see and acknowledge us, but that we must move past that layer until you get to a point where God is glorified in and through your life and your results. You cannot secure his commitment to perpetually walking in that result. Hallelujah. Are we together? Many of you know people in, especially those who market products, there are those who they call brand ambassadors. Have you heard of such a thing? A brand ambassador, that means an authorized individual who has a contract with the company. Is that true? And his job is to use his influence and to promote the product. So that individual, within the time of that contract, is mandated to, if it's a shirt, he will wear it. If it's a product, they will give him. If it's a car, they will give him that car free, provided he knows why he's driving it. If you are a brand ambassador for Mercedes and they catch you with Toyota, even if you have Toyota in your house, within the limit of that contract, you are supposed to limit yourself to only that product, because the goal is not just to drive it. The goal is that your influence will compel people to want to follow you suit. Is someone understanding this now? And for as long as you sign that contract with them, it is their responsibility to make the resources available, provided you remain a brand ambassador. In Nigeria and across the globe, there are people who later compromise on their contract. They found them promoting something else, leveraging on the influence of those people. You need to see how they teach and they train brand ambassadors. Someone who may not even necessarily be able to do certain things, immediately they are given resources. Are we together? They can fly first class, priority treatments, and all that is not necessarily because they had the power to give themselves those possibilities, but they had subscribed that I donate my life, my words, my gift, my singing, my looks, my whatever to promote this product. And sometimes it can last for 3-5 years. And you will see what they are investing on that individual and even be angry and say, how come they are spending over 10 million until you find out what they gain back in return? Are we together? For as long as that individual is a brand ambassador, the company is mandated to protect them. You don't come to waylay that individual and the company keeps quiet, because their interest is at stake. Is someone learning now? You need to understand what Jesus is saying here. Let your light so shine before men, he says, that they may see your good deeds and then glorify through your life, glorify your Father which is in heaven. That means if the Father is not being glorified in your life, in your generation, in your time, in your region, you have to take the responsibility. It's one of three things. Number one, either you are not an ambassador, or number two, you are an ambassador that is barren of results, or number three, the presentation of your results is such that you are the one taking the glory. It has to be one of these three. Is someone learning now? Let me repeat again, that if the Father is not acknowledged and glorified in a territory, in a generation, then the believers, it has to be one of three explanations. Number one, it is either you are not a true ambassador. Are you together now? So when he says, I have called you and ordained you, it means no power should question your producing results, because you were ordained and authorized by a government that is potent. This is powerful. There is a spiritual immigration system that keeps calling foul over the lives of people, because number one, they are not true ambassadors, and yet they want the honor of ambassadors. Are we together now? They are not believers. They don't care about God. They don't love the things of God. But they want the miracles God produces. They want the fame God produces. They want the anointing that comes from a believer. But they are not interested in that. And they will try. Ask the sons of Sceva. They tried it. We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And that red line happened in the realm of the spirit. The demons themselves said, we are not that ignorant. Jesus, we know, a man approved of God. Paul, we know, a man approved of God. Who are you? In other words, what government are you representing? And the Bible says the demons beat those people and they went out naked. Is someone learning now? So if the Father is not glorified, I will say it again. The Father, that means if the worth, the relevance, the fame of the Father and of the kingdom is not being perpetuated within your environment, there are only three explanations. Number one, we have to examine whether you are a true representative of the kingdom. We have to vet your being saved and we have to vet your passion for God. If you truly love him and desire to see him lifted. Is someone following now? Then number two, if we do verify that you are a legitimate ambassador, the second area now becomes you must be ignorant about something, that your representation is not effective because you are now barren of results. It is possible to be a believer. It is possible to be with Jesus and yet not have results. That's what happened to the disciples. They were with Jesus. And so the day they did not see Jesus, they came to them. They came to them with one who already had a condition. Are we together now? And they could not help that person. They did everything they knew to do. Proximity to Jesus does not automatically guarantee results. The disciples were close to him. They probably were sleeping on the same bed or the same area. And yet it could not work. How about Elisha and Gehazi? He took the same rod that will produce miracles, laid it upon a dead body, and nothing happened. And the prophet said, get out. It's not about the rod. There is a relationship factor in this thing. There is a knowledge factor in this. So if your life is not producing these kinds of results, number one, we have to examine if you are really in the faith. Then number two, we have to examine the extent and the kind of spiritual illumination that supports your desire for results. Hallelujah. When you watch the power holding company, there are times that the voltage is very low. It cannot power certain gadgets. Is that true? So there is light, but not enough to power that gadget. Can I tell you, please look up. There are many people in time past, in the body of Christ and even in creation, who have been trusted with tremendous levels of results, and yet in the midst of it the Father was not glorified. What then is the purpose of the church if it's not revealed and glorified? What then is the purpose of the business if it's not revealed and glorified? What then is the purpose of the money if it's not revealed and glorified? For most of us, we have forgotten that we have been bought with a price and that we are brand ambassadors. Do not forget that. The brand you are promoting is not Toyota. The brand you are promoting is not Mercedes-Benz. I know you love your car, and every time you fix that Mercedes-Benz label so that people can see it and know it's not a fake one. But let me see what you are doing to the name of Jesus. Show me the adjustments that you make to make sure that from a distance, when people see it, they know that this one is Jesus you are promoting. Hallelujah. Is someone hearing now? Immediately, you can tell what category you are in right now from this discussion. There are those who are not authorized ambassadors because they do not even know the king nor the kingdom that this is all about. Number two, there are those who are in the kingdom but have not obtained sufficient light for their witness to be visible. And then there are those who have truly paid their price. But you see, with increase and with result comes a lot of forgetfulness. Let it not be, we're discussing with the leaders and the workers yesterday, that when you have built houses, and built this and that and that, when God now increases your ministry, now you are a millionaire, now you have money, now God uses your church, whatever it is, and you forget that I am a brand ambassador. do not make the mistake of Vashti. If Vashti was a bad woman from the beginning, the king would not marry her. He married her because at some point in her life, she seemed to be a worthy wife, but something happened. When she got into the palace, you know, in the palace those days, you didn't do anything. Just snap your finger and everything would come. And so Vashti forgot that she was only queen because she married a king, not because she fought any war and won. Her sitting on that throne is because of relationship, not personal conquest. And the king now called for her. You are my wife. You are my image. So she just felt, no, this is your thing. I'm tired. I'm embarrassed. You can't keep falling my hand like this. I have my own agenda too. And that was the end of it. Do you know, the king was so good, he did not even want to do anything to her. It was the elders who came and said, king, don't keep quiet. This will become a trend. She will now be promoting another brand, rebellion being that brand. He said, let that woman get out. There is no record of her saying sorry. And she left. Now Esther wanted to make the same mistake too. A village girl who was taken from Shushan. And when she became queen, when it was time, her man was plotting to destroy God's people. And she was the only person, being his wife, who had access to his ears and his heart, aside from her man. And Mordecai would imagine that she would leverage on that influence to quickly talk to him. And she seemed nonchalant. And her man, Mordecai sent her a warning. He said, do not think, you know, let it not be that it was for such a time as this that God has raised you. In other words, do not think when they are done with us, you will also be spared. You are also a Jew. And Esther remembered, I've forgotten that the reason why he brought me here is to see that his purposes are preserved. And she said, set yourselves to fast. Forget about whatever royalty. We are going to fast. Tell everyone to fast. And she went before the king. If I perish, I perish. And the king lifted the golden censer. Esther, what is wrong? And she said, no problem, king. I just want to put a feast to honor you and let you be so well represented as captain over 127 provinces. The king said, my God, I'm hearing something that I've been looking for a long time. He said, and please, can her man also come for that party? And the foolish man also joined and went. He went the first time. The king was so, his glory was so flaunted. Listen, without her asking, the king said, can you make this happen again? And she did it again. And when she had won his heart, the Bible says, when it was now the feast of wines, she now came wine. I will not even talk about that. There's power in wine. And she came and met the king after he was happy, at the height of his excitement. And she says, king, you see that I've represented you sincerely. Oh yes, but I have a need. Fine. You have focused on meeting my need. I must be a faithful husband. What is your need? There is a traitor somewhere. That person wants to destroy my people and destroy the agenda of God. Who is that person? And he said, Haman. But I'm close to Haman. The Bible says he went into the garden, a wise king, to think about it. And her man now went and knelt down close to her to beg her. When he came out and he said, what is happening? I'm thinking of what to do with you. And you are now complicating this. Go and hang him. The same thing he plotted for. He was hung there as a testimony. Let me tell you, you don't know how far God can go when you have vowed that your life will represent him. There are battles you will not know anything about. It's when God is done with them, he will come to you and say, let me tell you what would have happened to you last year. However, I went before you because your heart is determined to see me lifted. Hallelujah. Hear me, please. Pastors, apostles, bishops, prophets, we need to understand that when God begins to produce results through our lives, listen carefully. Most of our results in this kingdom are largely based on principles, not necessarily relationships. So if your results just happen like that, except you present that result in a way and a manner that it spells Jesus. Listen carefully. It is possible that people can clap and you end up becoming a celebrity, not an ambassador. There is a difference between a celebrity and an ambassador. A celebrity has influence, an ambassador has purpose. There is a big difference between a celebrity and an ambassador. A celebrity, let me repeat, has influence by whatever value they provide, but an ambassador has purpose. That my influence is not just a waste. It's not just for the sake of it. It is for purpose. God has not called us to be celebrities. He has called us to be ambassadors. If being a celebrity is part of the pathway that leads you to becoming an ambassador, then He will make it happen. This message is very powerful. Go and listen to it again. It explains why certain people may not seem to be able to secure God's commitment. There is something about their lives that is not determined to see Him glorified. Don't forget what we are discussing tonight. And they glorified God in me. And they glorified God in me. Hallelujah. Is someone already learning? They glorified God in me. Now, please look up. If I know that my results or the glorification of the King is directly tied to my result, then I now pursue obtaining results, not as a carnal quest. Are we together now? I pursue it because now I have purpose to what I am doing. Is someone getting me now? If I know that the healing anointing working in my life, the miraculous working in my life, influence working in my life will directly translate to Jesus being glorified, now I will not be afraid to pursue those things. If I know being prosperous will help me to become a faithful witness, I can now obtain grace to attract prosperity without feeling ashamed, because I know that the goal is not to lift up myself. The goal is to lift up Jesus. There is no shame when the goal is Jesus. Did you hear me? There is no shame. There is no regret. There is no guilt when the goal is Jesus. There is no shame. There is no guilt. There is no regret when the goal is Jesus. Hallelujah. When the goal is Jesus, when the goal is you, something is wrong. When the goal is just a name, something is wrong. Let me repeat myself again, that there is no shame, there is no guilt, and there is no regret to your pursuit if your goal is Jesus. If you die seeking Jesus, there is no shame and there is no loss. If you live seeking Jesus, there is no shame and there is no loss. If because of your desire to see Jesus revealed, you give up an opportunity to be great and famous, once your goal is Jesus, there is no shame, there is no loss, there is no guilt. Someone is learning tonight. So when you come to the Lord, Father, I have come tonight. I'm tired of being broke. I am tired of being broke. I hope you are hearing me. God says, I'm hearing you loud and clear. Lord, what is it that you cannot make me prosper? You even open the Bible and say, Apostle said yesterday, I'm the seed of Abraham. And he said, listen to him. He has not finished preaching. Listen to what he's saying now. What did Abraham do? What did Abraham do with his money? What did Abraham do with his energy? What did Abraham do with his son? I will tell you what he did. He took it to the altar. For the God of heaven, Isaac would die. For the God of heaven, he did not mind, even if it was going to affect his influence. He rose up early in the morning and dragged Isaac as if he was not the one who gave birth to him. Let's go. We discussed this yesterday. God was watching him. Let me see if he understands the purpose of the blessing. Let me see if he understands the purpose of the anointing. Let me see if he understands the purpose of fame. And Abraham laid him on that altar and lifted up the knife. And God said, stop. I have seen. I have seen. For now I know that you fear me, in that you have not withheld your son. And he said, I swear by my name that in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. This is where we miss it. I said it yesterday. The works of Abraham. And they glorified God in me. Please don't forget everything we have discussed so far. Defining the word glorify, because it is a key word in this discussion tonight. And then showing what may be wrong when the Father and Jesus' Son are not glorified. In fact, John 17 and verse 1. Even Jesus subscribed to this law of glorifying the Father. John 17 and verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. So why does he glorify the Son? That thy Son will glorify thee. Prosper the Son, that thy Son would glorify you. Make the Son famous. Shalikatus yata. Lord, lift up koinonia, that koinonia may glorify you. Let me tell you, when this becomes your prayer, you step back and watch God, his jealousy, clear every mountain before you. Please keep that scripture. Let's not just brush it there. Glorify thy Son. Give thy Son the healing anointing. Give thy Son influence. Take your Son here does not just mean male. Anybody, male or female. Are we together? Give your daughter a good husband that she may glorify you. And God will say amen before you say amen. But you pray a nonsense carnal prayer. Oh God, I'm tired of suffering. God said you are not serious. When it becomes lined up with purpose. Remember the difference between a celebrity and an ambassador. Both of them have influence, but one has purpose. Most people want to be celebrities and not ambassadors. So when you build a church or you build an empire, you make the mistake of Nebuchadnezzar. Now you raise a statue and it is not Jesus. By the time we watch the people building Nebuchadnezzar's statue, we don't know what else he's building. We have to keep watching. Because we see him using gold, and it is safe to assume that he's using it to exalt Jesus. And somewhere along, as we see that carving, we start seeing a face that does not look like Jesus. And the man was carving himself. How about the nation of Israel that used the gold that God gave them? When they started building an image, you would think it's Jesus. And all of a sudden they built a calf and began to bow to him. You are the one who brought us out. You can use money to build your image like Nebuchadnezzar. Don't be too quick to laugh at Nebuchadnezzar. You can use your gift. You can use ministry to build your face. Apostle Joshua Selman. And God says, that is it. That was what all, what your fasting and prayer. You fasted almost as if you will go blind. This is all what is about. Cars, houses, crowd, anointing. Is that it? From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you.
Yes, it's all about you.
From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Listen, for many of you, while you are seated here, let me tell you why it looks like God is not answering your prayer. It is because he has found out that there is nothing in your life that is interested in glorifying the Lord. There are many people here. You're not prospering. It's an act of God's mercy to you to still keep you relevant. Because if money touches your hand with this state of heart, you will be a casualty first to yourself.
Jesus at the center of my life. Jesus at the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Koinonia, please hear me. Let me tell you this. If you think what God is doing in this ministry is just because a man of God is powerful called Joshua Selman, think again. Look at me. This is all of me you are seeing. It's not like there's part of me somewhere. This is it you are seeing. You are intelligent and you went to school. Can a man like this produce this result you are seeing? No. There are some results that men cannot produce. My dear people, even if you are not spiritual, we are educated. Let me tell you the secret. When you hide behind the cross and you say, Father, it is for your glory that this is about. This business I want to set up, I want to establish the biggest mall in Zaria, the biggest mall in Nigeria, and the desire is that through the presentation of that excellence or whatever it is, there are people who covenanted with God and say, Lord, your house is in need of resources. Can you trust me? And they meant it. And God said, that's it. Clear the way. And they woke up in the morning and stumbled into business opportunities that changed their lives in one night. When you are talking to them as business people, you will see the gaps in their knowledge. You will know they are not supposed to get this result. However, the master has chosen because of the sincerity of their heart. Is someone learning now? This is one of the biggest secrets in this ministry. Believe me. That lust and that desire. I want this, I want that, I want this. And you find out that you are strangely producing results. Powerful results. But nobody in your family is saved through your results. All that is happening in your family is just jealousy and envy. Something is wrong. Your presentation is not such. Your presentation is showing them, I am better than you. Not Jesus is the one who is behind this. Is someone learning now? A man of God met me one day and he had followed me teaching, and I told him, I said, if God says I should close down Koinonia now, I will do it. And he laughed. He said, Apostle, you are bold though. I won't make that kind of statement. And then by next week, come and find out that what if the devil uses a wrong, you know, image and lies to you and all of that. And I told him, what are you afraid of? Your statement is a product of the fear of something. What are you afraid of? That's what you should solve. Okay, let's assume it was a lie and Satan said it and you close it. Then what? Your ego, your reputation. That's what needs deliverance. It's not about closing and opening the ministry. No, at all. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you. Behold you as my King. For your glory I will do anything just to see you. To behold you as my King. Before we continue, I want you in 1 minute to pray and say, Lord, I don't know what may have been the purpose for my desire for power and for results. Some of you just want to cure hardship. Some of you are tired of being looked down on. These things are not enough reason. Please pray in 1 minute. Lord, search my heart yet again. Man of God, are you praying? Apostle, I want to travel to America. What for? Apostle, I want to marry a multi-millionaire. Nothing wrong with that, but what for? Apostle, I think I need a car. Or I need a new car. What for? I want to complete my building project by the end of this year. What for? Do you want to be a celebrity or an ambassador?
What are you looking for? Faith, or to see the purposes of God lifted through your life? Someone pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you understand all I've taught so far? There is nothing wrong in desiring results. I've shown you from the scripture. He says we are salt and he says we are light. Are we together? In fact, he even says if your salt loses its saltiness, its ability to preserve, its ability to add taste and value, you will be thrown underfoot and trampled by men. So God desires us to produce results more than we'll ever desire. But first things first, the first thing to fix is to know that it is beyond seeing your good works. They must glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Let's touch on one more thing before we pray. I desire the Father to be revealed and glorified through my life. I desire Jesus to be revealed and glorified. It is our theme. It is our anthem in this ministry. Jesus revealed and Jesus glorified. Now, very quickly, I want to show you, since we have settled the fact that God is not withholding results from your life, the only thing is withholding is you destroying yourself and Jesus not being glorified through it. Now that we have gotten that clear, let us take it a step further. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. There are three biblical expressions of the glory of God through the life of a man. If it is true that God can be glorified in a man, then we need to be able to look in detail. What are the expressions of glory that can find and must find expression in my life for God to be glorified? And here Prophet Jeremiah taught us, number one, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man. The word glory there is the word boast. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. So the first expression of glory that can help the saints to be glorified is wisdom. He's not saying wisdom is wrong. He's just trying to rearrange it relative to something higher, which we just addressed. So the first is, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Everyone say wisdom. Number two, neither the mighty man glory in his might. Say power. That is the second expression of glory. And then number three, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Say wealth. Now please look up. These three expressions must be captured in your life if the Father is to be glorified in your life. Number one, wisdom. Number two, power. Number three, riches or wealth. Give us Amplified of that statement, please. Jeremiah 9:23. Let's see it from Amplified. It says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise and skillful person glory and boast in his wisdom and his skill. Number two, let not the mighty and powerful person glory and boast in his strength and power. Number three, let not the person who is rich in physical gratification and earthly wealth glory or boast in his temporal satisfaction and earthly riches. Relative to these three, the Bible says, next verse 24. So it says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. So that is the first expression of glory. Wisdom. Number two, let not the mighty man, Amplified says, the one who is powerful. So power Every dimension of power, supernatural power most especially, is another expression of the glory of God. And the third dimension is wealth. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what this is. Supernatural power seems to be the zenith. That is what controls the spiritual realm. Wisdom is what controls the intellectual realm. Wealth is what controls the physical realm. So he says, if you want to see the glory of God revealed in and through your life, holistically, there must be captured in your life and your experience supernatural power. You must sustain the ability to bring the realm of the spirit in its entirety under divine obedience. You must be able to conquer the intellectual realm by outsourcing a level of wisdom that is higher than human wisdom. And then the resources that take away limitation from your life physically, that anyone who is able to capture within his space, power, wisdom, and wealth. And then on top of that, the source and the basis for your confidence does not even become those things, but that you know God. Now your life can be a true reflection of the glory of God. I don't have all the time to deal with all of these things, but we'll just touch a bit. Let's start with wisdom. Wisdom. I've done several teachings on wisdom. You can get them. But just to touch a little bit on wisdom as an expression of God's glory. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 5, when you read from verse 12, Revelation chapter 5, saying with a loud voice, let's go back to KJV, I meant to say, verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive for us now power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessings. Now you see that wisdom was one of the seven things that were purchased for us in redemption. Are we together? So by redemption, every believer in Christ should have access to wisdom. Every believer in Christ. Paul was praying over the church in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. I hope we're able to manage those outside. If there is ever a need to squeeze them in here, even if it's temporarily, we're in the season, and it will be fair enough. It's better for them to stay somewhere standing than to, let's be sure that no matter what it is, especially those who are at the edge, that they are not affected by the rain. It's better to be inconvenienced inside than to be inconvenienced outside. So those who are especially at the edge of the canopy, my apologies, just to break so that we help these people. Let's not allow them, even if it's to be at the edge, no problem. We all know that it's the season, and then there's the crowds of people everywhere. It's only responsible that at least we are thoughtful. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So Paul was praying, and he said, Ephesians 1:17, that the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom. So wisdom is not just a mental state. There is the spirit of wisdom. You find that in Isaiah 11 also and verse 2. The spirit of dominion, the spirit of the Lord. Then the next you find is the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Hallelujah. This is very powerful. And James chapter 3 from verse 15. The Bible there, we're not really doing an extensive study on wisdom, just to connect it to the teaching on glory. The Bible tells us that there are three kinds or three levels of wisdom. Apostle James now. That the first is the wisdom that is earthly. Earthly wisdom. Sophia it is called. Number two, or four kinds really. Wisdom that is sensual. Just brain work. Common sense. Then there is wisdom that is devilish or demonic. verse 16, we are reading to 17. It says, for where there is envy and strife, and there's confusion and every evil work. Then 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above. So there is the wisdom that is from above, supernatural wisdom. There is earthly wisdom. There is sensual wisdom. Are we together? And then there is demonic wisdom. So that there is no confusion as to what we are talking about. We are talking of wisdom that descends from above. The Bible says it is first pure, peaceable, gentle. Everybody say wisdom. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we'll begin our reading from verse 6. Let's hurry up, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we'll begin from verse 6. Apostle Paul was teaching us and he said, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are mature or perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to naught. 7. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. And then he says, even the hidden wisdom of God that was ordained or designed for our glory. Are we together now? Very, very important. So there is the wisdom that connects to the glorification of the saints, so that in their being glorified, the Father will be glorified. The wisdom that has been ordained for our glory. Is someone learning already? Say wisdom. Very, very important. In Mark chapter 6 from verse 2 and 3. Mark chapter 6 from verse 2 and 3. Mark chapter 6 from verse 2 and 3. The Bible says, when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence had this man these things, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, and even such mighty works that are wrought by his hands? There is a relationship between wisdom and mighty works. Hallelujah. What wisdom is this? There is a level of wisdom. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. There is a level of wisdom that can be made manifest through a man and through a life and a destiny that is higher than your age, your gender, your exposure, your level of experience. And when you access that kind of wisdom, please look at me, it will be impossible for your life to be ordinary. That anyone who sees that wisdom being displayed in and through your life, they will have to glorify your Father which is in heaven. Everybody say wisdom. Very, very powerful. Let me give you two definitions of wisdom very quickly. I love this definition. It came in the place of prayer. That wisdom is the supernatural ability to use the written and the inspired word. Please write it down. Wisdom is the supernatural ability to use the written and inspired word of God to make accurate decisions and to provide solutions to life problems. I will take it again. Wisdom is the supernatural ability to use the written and the inspired word of God to make accurate decisions and to provide solutions to life's problems is called wisdom. You know it is wisdom when you are able to make with it accurate decisions. You know it is wisdom when you are able to use it to provide solutions. Someone say wisdom. Please look up. Decisions decide destiny. I have taught you this again and again. And that your decisions are products of your orientation, products of the information that mold and make your belief system. When you are able to access superior wisdom, the wisdom of God, it translates in the kind and quality of decisions that you make. Number two, the wisdom of God is at work in your life to the degree to which you are able to provide supernatural solutions to problems in your own life and problems in the lives of others. That means If your life is full of problems without answers, there is bankruptcy of divine wisdom. If your decisions keep leading you to pain and regret and trouble, it means you don't have wisdom, or you are using another kind of wisdom. Maybe earthly wisdom, maybe sensual wisdom, common sense, maybe even diabolic wisdom. But the wisdom from above will always take you above. Are we together? Yes. Wisdom. Most believers do not know how to access the wisdom of God that translates into making quality decisions, personal decisions, ministry decisions, family decisions, financial decisions, corporate decisions, and then provide supernatural solution. Let me tell you the truth. In these end times, if you depend just on wisdom that has come through your age, or wisdom that has come just from school alone, as important as that is, or wisdom that has come through common sense, get ready to recycle pain in your life, because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The Bible says, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The wisdom of God is so powerful, it will not look like it, yet that is the way. Is someone hearing me? The wisdom of God. When supernatural wisdom comes, God will make you walk around Jericho 7 times instead of fighting physically. If you fight with the sword, even if you win, you will bleed. There will be injuries. And yet God can give you sweatless triumph at the instance of wisdom. There are some battles, just because they are battles does not mean you must fight. The most important thing is that you win. We need to pray and cry for wisdom. My prayer as a leader, my prayer as an individual, all the time, if I pray for myself, is that God will give me wisdom. I have seen the fruit of wisdom so far. I have seen the fruit of wisdom in this ministry. I have seen the fruit of wisdom in my life. Are we together now? There are results that only wisdom can bring. I wish I had the time. Please get my message on wisdom. I've taught on that. You need to pray and cry and say, Lord, I am tired of making foolish decisions. There are decisions that keep recycling my pain. I make decisions every day, and those decisions don't move me forward. You need to start making qualitative decisions. One decision that buys 10 years for you. One decision that buys 20 years. One decision that buys long life. One decision that buys influence. You can have one decision like Esau that will sell your lifetime. Do you know it was a decision Esau took? One decision, using a temporary, carrying a permanent treasure to solve a temporal problem. We were saying it, I think it was with the leaders, that there are people, the moment they are hungry, they look at anything around their life that they can sell quickly. They will carry a laptop of 130,000 and sell it for 10,000 because they want to smoke with it or eat with it. That is the Esau dimension of foolishness. Are we together? And you eat in a restaurant 5,000 or whatever it is, and your laptop is gone with all the information there. There are people who carry wristwatches, carry their shoes and sell it. There are many other people who are making unwise decisions, like leaving God for money. Foolish decision. Is that true? Allowing your spiritual life to go down because you are looking for fame. Foolish decision. We need to pray and cry for wisdom. Listen, let me tell you the truth. Living in today's world requires walking in wisdom, because the variety of options are many, and all of them look like God. It's later you will find out that you have been wasting your time, so that you will not waste 15 years of your life only to turn back and find out that I took a path that I thought was God, but was not God. There are preachers making decisions that will end them in trouble. There are businessmen making decisions that will end them in trouble. Some of us today, our loved ones, respectfully speaking, they took decisions that brought us into all kinds of demonic things. Decisions. and then supernatural solutions. How will people ignore you when your life begins to command solutions? By the wisdom of God. You are teaching, you are guiding, that the opening of your mouth, are we together now, is the communication of divine wisdom. Please lay your hand on your head if you don't mind and pray in 1 minute. Father, I receive an impartation of divine wisdom. I confess that my decisions are not superior. It is very clear that from my decisions I have made mistakes. Some of you, your wrong decisions is why you are where you are right now. It removed 10 years from your life. It removed glory and honor from your life. Someone is praying, lay your hands on your head and decree and declare that in the name of Jesus Christ, the glory of God revealed and expressed as the wisdom of God must find expression in my life. Tired of wrong decisions, tired of wrong decisions, tired of a life that is barren of results. Someone is praying. Hallelujah. How do you access the wisdom of God? Two principal channels, or three principal channels, really. Number one, through the word of God. 2 Timothy 3, I believe that's verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. What makes you wise? The holy scriptures. The holy scriptures does not make men foolish, ladies and gentlemen. For those who think that studying the Bible makes is a necessary luggage, you have to understand that contained in this word of God, this Bible you see, is the wisdom of God. That from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. Holy scriptures can make men wise. Number two, you can ask for wisdom in prayer. James was teaching us, does any man lack wisdom? He said, let him ask. Let him ask. Let him ask. If you lack wisdom, ask. Ask of God. Solomon asked for an understanding heart. Men can ask for wisdom. That's the second key, very quickly. So number one, from scripture. Number two, from, number three, impartation from the carriers of this wisdom with proofs. Number three, impartation. Yes, sir. You can receive impartation of divine supernatural wisdom from those who carry it. There are people that carry divine wisdom, and you can receive impartation from these men and women. Hallelujah. Most times when I have the privilege of meeting any of the fathers of faith, if ever they ask me for anything to pray for, I pray for wisdom. I say the grace that is at work in their lives in various dimensions, especially wisdom. Because let me tell you the truth, when you ever get to a position of leadership, you will learn that the variables for success are many and they are very confusing. Three roads can look the same and you find out that they are not the same. You have to follow them. It's the sixth year of following them that will show you that it was foolishness. You need God to help you. If you look at it by the physical things, you can put A and A, A and B, and it may not work. You need wisdom. Hallelujah. Is someone getting this? Very, very important. Let's recap again. Number one, from scripture. Number two, by asking in prayer. And then number three, let's look at an example of receiving impartation through wisdom. Numbers chapter 27, please. From 18 and 20. Very quickly, and then we'll look at Deuteronomy 34:9. Numbers 27 from verse 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom there is the spirit, and lay your hands upon him. And then he says, set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation and give him charge in their sight. Verse 20, he says, thou shalt put some of your honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel might be obedient. So he was instructed to lay hands upon Joshua. Let's see what came upon him. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 9. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 9. It says, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of what? The spirit of wisdom. How did he get it? For Moses had laid his hands upon him. Laying on of hands does not mean directly putting a hand on you. It's a doctrine. It's captured. The laying on of hands means a system of transfer. Are we together now? Yes. You can lay hands prophetically. You can lay hands directly. Impartation is powerful. And tonight, someone who came here to church in the name of Jesus, you will receive practically an impartation of the spirit of wisdom. You will know that it has come upon you, because in 1 month your results will show. It will show in your ministry. It will show in your life. Quality superior spiritual decisions. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wisdom. Number two, let's hurry up. We need to pray. We need to pray. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Number two, power. What is power? Power is the supernatural force that is responsible for enforcing the will of God. God's ability at work in a human and material vessel. But power is a supernatural, God's supernatural force. And the assignment of power is to enforce the will of God. That means power is only against what is against the will of God. Are we together? The power of God does not just enforce everything. The assignment of the power of God is to make sure the will of God happens in a life, in a church, in a ministry. So if God is the one against you, that power will not help you. Most people think power is just a force that creates changes randomly. No. Supernatural power that comes from God only comes at the instance of his will. And the assignment of the power of God is to see that his will for your life is enforced. Let not the strong man or the powerful man or the man with might. Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. It takes power to declare God to be to declare Jesus as the Son of God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. Let's start from 3 and 4. Let's go to 3 and then we'll read 4. Again, my apologies. It's sad you're not following me here. He said, concerning his son Jesus our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Verse 4. He says, and declared to be the Son of God with power. Not with noise. Declared to be the Son of God with power. You want to declare that Jesus is the Son of God? You need power. When you stand before that sick body, you want to declare that he's Lord, the Son of the living God. It will take more than grammar. It will take more than the excellency of speech. You will need power. Most believers lack power. It takes power. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, the Bible himself, speaking about God and speaking about the word of God, it said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Upholding all things. Psalm 24 and verse 10. I can't read that scripture enough. Psalm 24 and verse 10. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Let's read verse 9 and 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come. In verse 10, it says, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Did I get something wrong? There's one of it that says, it's the Lord who is strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Verse 8. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Say strong and mighty. He was the Lord strong and mighty, and is the Lord strong and mighty. That's why he became victorious in battle. If you are not strong and mighty, even if you are sincere and faithful, you will still fail. The requirement for dominion is more than sincerity of heart. It is strength and might. Somebody say strength. If you turn aside in the day of battle, he said your strength is small. Someone needs to access superior supernatural power. Supernatural power is not for preachers, my dear people. Demons don't look for only preachers. They look for everybody. You need power to survive the times today. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty. Do you know, many believers want to see supernatural results in their lives, but they ignore the place of spiritual empowerment. Jesus himself spoke to the disciples. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power. I have been teaching you for 3 years. I taught you, but all my lecture will sound like rubbish in the face of real life situations until you have power. Imagine them standing and looking at that guy at Gate Beautiful and saying, let me tell you something. On the seventh day of 3 years ago, Jesus Christ came to us and he taught us. He said, when you see that a man cannot stand, number one, show compassion. Point number two, speak to the person kindly. Number three, ask the person to stand up that the father can. The man will just be looking at them. The Bible says he looked at them expecting to receive. From today, everybody who looks at you expecting to receive, they will not be disappointed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please look at me. There are some of you, your family members have been looking at you for 10 years expecting to receive. You told them you are born again, and they said, well, I don't know the kind of Christianity we are doing, but I trust you. And they have been looking at you on the ground for 10 years. Till now, they have not received anything. Yet, you have been preaching, you have been talking stories, but it's not backed up with power. This night, that power factor, may it come upon your life. Hear me. It says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God, not the statement of God, not just the message of God. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I believe in the power of God. I have seen what the power of God can do. It can subdue principalities and powers. It can shut the mouth of lions. The power of God can lift a man from where he is to where he needs to be. Can I tell you sincerely, you are not really a blessing if you ignore the power of God in your life. How then will you be able to bless people? Do you know that most of people's problems are spiritual? So if all you have is intellectual solutions, you will be limited. Intellectual solutions will only solve intellectual problems. Physical solutions will only solve physical problems. If I'm hungry, I don't need power. I need food. Yam and egg and rice and whatever. I eat it, it solves the problem. But if you still eat it physically and you are not satisfied, something else is wrong with you. Because you now see that the physical rice did not solve that problem. If you lack blood, like you're a medical person, and they are giving you several pints of blood, you are not bleeding, and yet we don't know where the blood is going to. That one now is no longer typhoid and malaria. Somebody somewhere is stealing from somewhere. That is the ministry of the thief represented there. At that point, you need more than a drip. What do you need? Shout with power. That's right. Believe me, the times that we live in, those who lack power will fall by the wayside. Hallelujah. Those who lack power. Mysterious problems are being unleashed from hell to the earth. And you see people carrying problems that they cannot explain. My leg is paining me. From leg pain, the person sits down and dies. Does leg pain kill? No, that is more than a medical problem, my dear people. You ask medical doctors right now, the medical doctors are becoming more spiritual. When they diagnose a patient once, twice, they will tell you, listen, what church do you attend? Go and find a man of God quickly, because they themselves are learning. The enemy has done this. The enemy has done this. The enemy has caused division in this family. That quarrel between father and mother is not normal. There is a normal misunderstanding in marriage. But this one now is being empowered by a demon spirit. The devil wants to cause trouble. No. That barrenness situation is not just a natural course of time. This is the devil trying to raise his ugly head. Can I tell you? Every time you see Satan, take back wisdom, bring out power. The language that conquers Satan is power. Hear me? You don't use wisdom for spirits. No, you use wisdom for men. Wisdom is in the realm of men. When you are dealing with the cosmos, you need wisdom. But when you are dealing with the realm of the spirit, take back wisdom and bring power. Hear me? Listen. As a man of God, somebody is telling you this is what is happening. I'm collecting my salary. I go back home and I'm applying every principle and something happens. Do you know, respectfully speaking, in spite of the strike that has happened now, when lecturers are paid, it should be some accumulated salary. There are people who have all kinds of wicked spirits waiting. They will never have any problem until that arrears is paid. Suddenly, mysterious problems arise. Everybody becomes sick. Even if it's 10 million, it must finish, and then they are fine. Do you need wisdom? No. You have been advising spirits. That's why they have not gone. We were never given the mandate to advise them. You think they are dull? No. The sons of Sceva came with nonsense and they were speaking English. And the demon said, Paul we know, Jesus we know. They begged Jesus and Jesus made one utterance. Go! And that was it. Listen, if you allow the devil to deceive you and say, I am not in ministry, so power is not for me. I am just a mother with five children. I am just a businessman. Except the realm of the spirit has no influence over your affairs. Man of God, you want to build a robust ministry for Jesus, it will take more than just the natural secular church growth principles. Those are managerial principles and they are important. But they are only important if the realm of the spirit is corrected. Listen, if you were alive in the days of Noah, whether you were a businessman, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you were a graduate, when that flood comes, it will carry all of you together and crash land you. It's only those who had the power, the wisdom walked on earth. But that rain did not come by geography. The Bible says the heaven sent his rain. The earth also sent his rain. Whoever it meets in between. And Noah was there. Can I tell you? You will be deceived to believe that it was just the ark that held them alone. No. They didn't have the kind of sophistication of technology today. The ark cannot hold you. Have you ever seen a flood happening? Is it a nice river that is just going like that? It has capsized. You've forgotten the Titanic. How big would the ark have been? It was not kept just by physics. There was a hand that kept there. After they finished building it, Noah knows, he knows what he did with him and God. And God just held it like that. While the rivers were moving and the oceans. Do you know what it means for the whole earth to be immersed with water? Let me tell you, you went to school. That the cold alone, the freezing temperature would have killed everybody inside that ark. What will kill them is not water. What will kill them is the temperature. By what mechanism did they remain hot when the whole earth was immersed in water? Come on, please. Use your mind. No. It's more than the miracle of hiding in a place. They were kept by power. Wisdom built the ark, but power kept it through the storms. Wisdom can build your business, but it's power that will keep it against wicked people. Wisdom can do anything, but it is power that keeps it. Hear me? The wisdom of the world can give you a child, but it is power that will keep that child. The wisdom of the world can give you business, but it is power that will keep it. The wisdom of the world can give you a ministry, but believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it takes power. Dominion is a language of power. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. How do you rule? By discussion? By negotiation? No. Someone pray in 1 minute. This advising spiritual situations come to an end. The power that changes situations, I contend for it tonight. Warabino, but pray, pray. In the name of Jesus, Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. We are still praying over power. Jeremiah 32 It says, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth. How? By thy great power and thy stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for thee because of the presence of power. The cure for difficulty is power. Oh, Lord God, you made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. It's good to have wisdom. But let me tell you sincerely, you need the power of God. Are we together? And the principal way the power of God is released from the saints over situation is through words. Where the word of a king is. That means if there is no power, it's either the king is not speaking or he's not a king. But if he's a king and he opens his mouth, there should be power. Where the word of a king is, he didn't say there is counseling. Many of us keep advising wicked spirits in our life. This spirit of death is not fair now. Why will you keep coming like that? Spirits? No. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in your ways, through the greatness of thy power. I will never do ministry without power. It's a risk. Dear people, it's a risk. And when I talk about power, I'm not just talking of falling down and standing up. You see, Pentecostals and charismatics have messed up this whole thing. Many people fall down and stand up and nothing changes. We're talking of power that forces compliance. That when God says by this time tomorrow, that power moves and clears everything that want to make it the day after. It must be tomorrow because God has said so. Hallelujah. Let me give you the last one. We have to wrap up. Sit down, please. Jeremiah 9:23. Let's finish up. So let the wise man not glory in his wisdom. The first expression of glory is wisdom, divine wisdom. Number two, power, might, ability, supernatural ability. And then number three, it says, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Someone say wealth. This is the captain of this realm. Wealth. This is very important. There is no dominion in the earth realm in its entirety without wealth. In fact, the word glory, when you study the word kabod, the root word means the weightiness of a thing. It is an expression. It was used in ancient time to measure money, because then they use gold and the rest. So the weightier the precious metal, the more the value. So the word glory there is the word wealth, or the weightiness. Can I tell you the truth? My dear people, please come to terms with it once and for all, that if you are poor, financially poor, you are going to be limited. I have taught again and again on the issue of finances. The greatest negative effect of poverty and lack is limitation. What does it mean to be limited? To be stopped from advancement. That's it. If poverty were neutral, didn't do anything, didn't affect anyone, that would be fine. Every time God blessed people in the Bible, go and read it. There is nobody who walked with God that among the several blessings that came to him, wealth was not part of. Is it Abraham? Is it Isaac? Is it Jacob? Is it Ruth? Is it Lot? Was it even Jesus himself? Are we together now? The subject of wealth is a very broad one. We've done a series. Go to Koinonia Global and get it and listen to it. But let me tell you the truth. Many of you, as you are seated right now, the principal cause of your anger and frustration is the limitation. It's not the lack of money. It's the limitation it has created. Most of us don't like money the way we think. It is just because the limitation that it has provided has made you become so obsessed about it. Are we together? By the time your child is here seated and his school fees cannot be paid, let's say you are a man of God, 3 children, their school fees cannot be paid, and the owner of the school is your member. Is what? That's right. And now you stand upon the pulpit and say, I know my God is faithful, and the director of your school is watching you. He has given you chance because you are his pastor. 6 months you have not paid the school fees. You will not have the confidence to stand and preach the faithfulness of God. And the limitation it provides, unnecessary battle between you people, because now he respects you as his man of God. But then they need to move forward. And now you are not a good example. Poverty is evil. Did you hear what I said? Now, when you hear things like this, make sure you are first spiritual before you answer. Because for carnal people, anything that brings delight to the flesh, they receive it with joy. I have taught you that our perspective, when it has to do with wealth and abundance, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, is not self-aggrandizement. Remember our beginning scripture, they glorified God in me. Let no one preach you into accepting wealth, poverty as part of the plan of God for your life. Have you not seen what it has done for people? Poverty has dehumanized people, brought people lower than the dignity that God set for them. That thing is evil. You have an assignment in your lifetime to conquer it as fast as possible. The strange thing is that you can never have wealth if you don't have the first two. Because it is the presence of the first two in your life that guarantees the manifestation of that third level of glory. The combination of wisdom and power is what can bring wealth. You cannot have sustainable wealth. It says strong men retain riches. Wise men can get it, but it takes power to retain it. When you ignore wisdom and you ignore power, then forget about walking in the reality of the blessing of the Lord. Yesterday we discussed the seed of Abraham. Remember, 3 levels: justification by faith, the blessing of Abraham, then the blessing, the Holy Spirit, then the blessings of Abraham, all of the fringe benefits, the physical expressions. I made up my mind as an individual that I will not be poor. And this is not just some chanting of gibberish from flesh driven people. It was a decision that came as a result of concluding. You know how the psalm is taught. He said, when I see the stars, I examine the works of your hands. Then I came to the conclusion, what is man? Me too, I sat down. I looked at my life and I said, no, at the end of my life, here is my conclusion. Lack and poverty are limiting and destructive. Are we together? Many believers are looking like slaves in this country today, slaves in Africa, because of this. And the devil knows this, so he will do something to the economy. You are not truly prosperous until the house of God testifies of your prosperity. If the house of God cannot testify of your prosperity, you are not truly prosperous. What I'm saying is beyond just meeting your needs, having a house or being able to pay rent and having children. That's wonderful. We give glory to God. But we're talking of the level where you can go up the mountain, like Haggai said, and you can bring wood and you can build God a house that you will be glorified. He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth, and the desire of nations will come to you. The silver is mine. He said, go up the mountain and bring wood. You don't get wood from a mountain. You get wood from the forest. But this kind of wood that is needed, you have to enter into the sphere of influence to bring it. And you will use it to build God a house, and he will be glorified. Hallelujah. There are many sincere preachers today who are falling into the trap of manipulation simply because of economy. Especially at the times that we live right now, people are compromising at different levels because of this. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Do you know why? It says, lest he dips his hand. The lot of the righteous there means their inheritance, their land, their estate. That means it's a prayer point. It's not a memory verse. That when you are praying, say, Lord, let the rod of the wicked not rest upon my inheritance, because it can make me do things I never planned doing. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest they dip their hands in iniquity. We're about to pray. If God is to be glorified in you, you must produce results. Carry this mentality tonight that you are a brand ambassador. You are not branding an earthly product. You are not branding cosmetics. You are branding, you are standing to defend the name and the purposes of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that to be an effective ambassador, you must move beyond the realm and the desire to be a celebrity. You must move beyond being a celebrity. And you must have a sincere desire. Is someone learning now? Praise the name of the Lord. A sincere desire to be an ambassador, a witness of the truth. We're going to pray, and then I'll speak over your life, and then we'll be done. I will pray, just minister. We're not going to have the time to, I may not have the time to prophesy or do this, but this that I've told you, you practice this. Go and get teachings on wisdom. Go and get teachings on power. Go and get teachings on wealth. Combine them. You know how you cook soup. You first start with water or oil or whatever you put there, and then you look for whatever ingredient, and at the end of it you will taste and see that soup is good. Is that true? After you can start smelling it, you can start knowing that no, this thing is making sense, but it doesn't really profit you until you dip your spoon or whatever. And then you taste it. You know that it is now ready for my consumption and the consumption of others. Some of us, you are not ready to be a blessing yet. You are still in that process. You need to allow the Holy Spirit guide you. Now God has given you tools. Go and cry for wisdom. Go and cry for genuine power. And cry that God will grant you grace to be blessed. And then you combine those ingredients and wear them like an armor you are ready to be an ambassador. When you face the world with difficult situations, you will be indomitable over the cosmos because you have the arsenal of wisdom. When the realm of the spirit seeks to interfere with the cosmos to manipulate against the purposes of God, you have the weapon of power that can speak. And then for efficiency in the world of men, you will need resources, because the rich will always rule over the poor, and the borrower will be slave to the lender. He said the rich and the poor dwell together. The Lord is the maker of them all. He's not the maker of them so, but he's the maker of them all. Man of God, don't just pray for members alone. Sincerely, I will tell you, it is honest to stand before God and say, Lord, the wisdom and the power and the grace to attract and retain wealth. There is the wisdom side of wealth, but believe me when I tell you, there is the power side of wealth. The beautiful thing is that the wisdom side of wealth takes time for you to learn, but the power side can be imparted immediately, like now. Are we together? Oh yes. By this time tomorrow is not an advice. Go and fish is wisdom. You have to learn when the fish will stay and put your net and be patient overnight. But by this time tomorrow is the ministry of power. There are some urgencies in your life. You don't need grace to go and farm. You have to wait 4 months. There are times you will need manna to come from heaven immediately. Who prepared it is not our business. We know that it needs, at least it didn't come from hell. It came from heaven. Some of you, the situation you are in now, you have made mistakes already. You don't need wisdom now. You need power to correct that mistake first. Then wisdom can now help you to now make it well. Can I speak over your life? Please rise up on your feet. There are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains and there are thrones. Only Yeshua ruling forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains and there are thrones. But only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are nations, there are titles, there are mansions and tales of strife. But only Yeshua will reign forever. Father, I am ready to be an ambassador. Equip me with all effect to bear fruit, even fruit that abides. Someone pray. Ready to be an ambassador, not just a celebrity. I need more than influence. I need influence that is connected to purpose. Someone pray. In the name of Jesus. Now hear me. This is our final night together. I have just one more session and then we'll leave. Tomorrow I'll be praying with the prayer department by 6:30. Just 1 hour. 6:30, 7. I don't know how we're going to do it. It's particularly for the prayer department, but we can't stop all. If you are invited and you can find the space, I just want to do an early morning prayer with the prayer department, and then we'll be good to do some other things and leave. But for now, just spare me 2 minutes. I want to speak over your life. Impartation is powerful. You don't have to kneel, you don't have to do, just be ready to receive. I truly believe in the power of impartation. Impartation is receiving what you do not have, or what you do not have enough of. The wisdom of God is transferable. We have received from those who, by the privilege of God's grace, we have received from the word of God. We have received by a sincere desire in prayer. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. But we have also received from those who are the carriers of this wisdom with proof. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And by the power that raised Christ from the dead, in the name of Jesus, like the dew of Hermon, whether you're a man of God, whether in this house or just coming to visit, whether you are a businessman, whether you are a lecturer, whether you are a parent, in the name of Jesus, I declare, at the count of three, let that grace, that wisdom like you have never received, let it come upon you. 1, 2, 3. Take that wisdom now. Receive that grace right now. Receive that grace right now. Please help them. Receive that grace right now. Superior wisdom. I impart it upon you. Supernatural solutions. Extraordinary decisions. No more foolish decisions. In the name of Jesus. Receive that grace. I impart it upon you. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Wisdom in the city. Wisdom in the country. Wisdom academically speaking. Wisdom maritally. Wisdom business wise. Wisdom in ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number 2. Maleka Tabaratosia. Ah, this one will come on many people. The power of the Holy Ghost. Ashaneke Tepata. Manish Kabiata. Embre Pepe Kabikata. The power of the Holy Ghost to excel in ministry. The power of the Holy Ghost right now, wherever you are, inside and outside, at the count of three, take that power now. 1, 2, 3, take that power. Take that anointing for signs and wonders, supernatural miracles. The power of the Holy Ghost, man of God, doing ministry this way you will not ride. Take fresh grace, fresh anointing, fresh grace. Let the gifts of the Spirit be activated now. The gifts of the Spirit be activated now. The power to heal be activated now. The power to deliver be activated now. Please help them. Paranda Zadekate Barakotos Kotoprenteke Balaku. God is still releasing something. I'm still seeing like you just falling. You will never be the same. Power upon your hand. Mantle and oil upon your head. Strange resolve. Strange dimension. Strange resolve. Strange dimension. Number 3. Let the rich man not glory in his riches. I want to declare that grace. Listen, when it has to do with wealth and prosperity, I have taught you there are keys and there are principles you need. Value, wealth, increase, investments, so on and so forth. But hear me, truly, there is the power to prosper. There is the grace from God. I want to not only speak over your finances, but release something on you. Most of you have value, but your value is not anointed. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let as many, young and old,
male and female, everyone here who desires this grace, the power and the unction to prosper, may that grace rest upon you now. May that grace rest upon you now. Prosper your finances in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. Every helper who must arise in your life, in your ministry, in your business, some of you to bail you out of your current financial condition, in the name of Jesus Christ, between now and the end of this month, we call them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Please believe it, believe it. I call them by the power of the Holy Ghost. There are many of you, by reason of this declaration, you will step into prepared blessings. Prepared blessings. Prepared blessings. Let me pray for every family here. I know that economically speaking, it looks like things are tied. But in Jesus' name, I place a mark of exemption upon you. A mark of exemption upon your children. A mark of exemption upon your children's children. I place a mark of exemption upon your business, upon your ministry. You will not fall financially. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there is anyone holding what belongs to you, Shali pa ekapruskabi, Shanebele kapabarusyata, in the name of Jesus, may it be released to you now. Hear me. Anyone here who needs a job, I decree and declare, by the power that created the heavens and the earth, between now and the next 3 months, may a supernatural job locate you. Let it locate you. Let it locate you. Let it locate you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare promotion. Everyone who has remained at the same level, experience increase right now. Experience increase right now. Hear me. Anyone here who is in business and it has refused to work, first, the wisdom you need, may God grant you. The power you need, may God grant you. Now that I've prayed for you, let me speak to the business. In the name of Jesus, I declare every dead or dying business here, come back to life now. Come back to life now. Hallelujah. Please hear me. I heard someone was telling me that there was a threat letter that was given to one environment, one community or so, somewhere around. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, I decree and declare, if there is any conspiracy, agree with me, or don't sit down and say, in the name of Jesus, we stand as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare cancelled now. We release the forces of judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no peace for the wicked in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. If there is anyone here, the plague of death is already following you. You are having all kinds of dreams. People are already sending you prophetic words. You are seeing something that should not be. In the name of Jesus, whether it is death by sickness, whether it's dead by accident, whether it's dead by the activities of wicked men, be exempted from death now. Be exempted from death now. Now, very quickly, please lay your hand if you are trusting God for healing. I just have 1 minute to do this.
any part of your body, you are trusting God for healing. Hallelujah. You are trusting God for healing. Lay your hands right there. And I want to pray for you in 1 minute. Father, people have come here tonight trusting to receive healing. You are the great physician. And there is still the balm in Gilead. Therefore, I decree and declare, there is someone, you have a projection that looks like goiter. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is taking that devilish thing away from you. Now I decree and declare that the spirit that is back of any infirmity, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we decree and declare that spirit is hereby cursed now. And then I declare, be healed right now. The Lord is healing someone. You have an issue of blood. The power of God is coming on you and the Lord is healing you right now. Let that demonic thing leave you now. Someone, you have a problem with your gum, not really the teeth but the gum. The power of God is touching you right where you are in the name of Jesus. There is someone, I think is your father, he's going blind with what I'm seeing in my vision. It's like he's having glaucoma and the thing is deteriorating and they've told you nothing much can be done. In the name of Jesus, may the power of Jesus rest right now and bring you healing. For in Jesus' name we pray. Koinonia Zaria, I declare over you, it is from glory to glory. It is from grace to grace. Fire will never stop falling upon this altar. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate Jesus. Give him a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Now let me make an altar call very quickly. You may sit if you want. You are in this place and you need Jesus. Please listen carefully. Let's minimize movement. You are here and you need Jesus. You are saying, Apostle, my life has not yet been in place. I need Jesus Christ. Please let me have your attention. You are outside, you are inside, and you are saying, Apostle, I want you to give me a chance. I want to surrender everything to Jesus. You are in any of the overflows outside, or you are here and you are saying, Apostle, I've given my heart to Jesus Christ, but for some reason I deviated and my life has gone down and I need to make it right. I'm only going to count 1 to 5. I want you to run. We have just 1 minute for you. Koinonia, let's begin to clap for them as they come. Come, run to Jesus. You can shift them and take them somewhere. Koinonia, is this the best you can do? 2. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Please come. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way. Perhaps you want to come out and you are saying, Apostle, I'm not sure if I'm saved or not. You can join them right now before I begin to pray. You are saying, I don't think I'm a sinner, but I must confess I am not sure. There is such a thing as the assurance of salvation. Come and join them right now. Please, quickly, if you are coming, you should have known by now. You need Jesus. Please make your way to the front. Let's celebrate them as they come. Now, I salute every one of you, young and old alike, for making this noble decision for Jesus. The Bible declares that as many who will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. I appreciate you for this bold decision and all of you who are at the various overflows. And then also those following online, here's your chance to make it right with Jesus. May I please request that you lift your right hand high above your head as a sign of surrender. Please say this after me. Say it loud and clear. Some of you are crying. Don't worry. Jesus Christ is here with you. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I need you in my life. Right now, I confess that I'm not able to help myself. But I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Be my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I am a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you. You are able to save unto the uttermost. I declare by the integrity of God's word that your sins are forgiven, and I call you recipients of the life of God. In the name of Jesus, the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over your life. And I declare that eternal life is resident within your spirit. From tonight, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. And you go from glory to glory and grace to grace. Forward ever and backward never. For in Jesus' name I pray. Congratulations. God bless you. Please, may I request that you follow the counselors. They are waving their hands. There's a gentleman waving his hands. Please, all of you follow in concert. They'll have a word with you and then you'll be back to your seat. Let's clap for them as they go. Please, very, very quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Just for a reminder, take note of our ministry account details. Unfortunately, we know that there are many scammers parading all kinds of accounts and all kinds of things. Please, if you want to make any payments, givings, tithes, donation, whatever, whether for you or for your loved one, we have only released one authorized account. You can always verify with the finance department, but then you may want to have it down so that you have it handy in all the major currencies, so that you would help you facilitate your transactions, knowing that your money was taken to the right place. And then take note of all our official lines. Most departments in this house have official lines to ease the reach. Please do well to have it. Everyone in Koinonia should have all of this. You can just discipline yourself, have it, and then store it. Our PR department, there's the number projected there. The protocol department, they have their number there. The media department for all your media concerns. Finance department, and then the Zaria protocol, they also have it there. And then you can take note of the social media handles. Please, Koinonia Zaria, make sure that you participate in everything that has to do with the social media platforms dedicated for Zaria. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of them at Koinonia Zaria. And the Lord will grant you grace in Jesus' name. Do well also to connect to all our social media platforms. And may I encourage you to connect with the Sunday services. I know that once in a month we stream Abuja service here. But do well, make it a point of duty and a discipline to connect to all our social media platforms, especially the YouTube channel, Koinonia Global. There are several teachings there. They include my external ministrations, not just Koinonia teachings. And you may want to do well to listen to these teachings for your spiritual edification. Have you been blessed tonight? God bless you and thank you for your patience. Please rise as we close. We've stretched. My apologies. I've stretched you beyond normal. So we are going to limit the number of people to see. Please, if it's not necessary, may God bless you. You can have a nice day after the grace, please, so that we minimize. And even for those who we may be seeing, please, I'm saying it now so that we avoid embarrassment. You can't take 30 minutes talking alone. That may not be realistic. There are people who need to go. So maximum 1-2 minutes, and that's the end of it. So you must be prepared. Those who are joining the line, it may just be a touch on your head and you go. God knows what your problem is. Told him you've received an anointing. Let's be people of faith. Please, we may not have any extensive conversation or discussion so that we can finish and release our own people to go. Remember, we have a meeting here 6:30 on the dot. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace in fellowship. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives,
as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and see you next week.